A senior North Korean official says time is running out for the U.S. to formulate a new strategy to revive denuclearization talks. The Director General for U.S. Affairs of the North's Foreign Ministry said Washington continues to speak of dialogue while becoming more and more desperate in its hostile acts. Officials said the White House does not have any realistic proposal that would fully conform to the interests of both sides. The remarks come ahead of President Donald Trump's visit to South Korea. Negotiations have been stalled since a second summit between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un collapsed in February. Kim has said a third meeting would be possible only if Washington adopted a more flexible approach, setting a year-end deadline. Gordon Duff is a senior editor at Veterans Today, who joins us from Michigan to elaborate more on this. Gordon Duff, does the U.S. have a real plan when it comes to North Korea and its meeting with Kim Jong-un?
Donald Trump has blundered hideously with North Korea. When he agreed to meet with their leader, when they made personal friends, Trump bought in on not denuclearizing North Korea at all, but on dragging this on forever. And the North Koreans are happy to play along. They get to not only keep their nuclear weapons, they get to build more. They get to build more advanced missiles. And as they watch Donald Trump and how he acts against China, and his many are seeing his recent threats against Iran as a threat of a nuclear first strike, something that would put him at odds with every nation on Earth, and certainly America's NATO partners. North Korea has no reason but to want to carry this on forever and ever, and Donald Trump is never going to seriously threaten North Korea again. He gave all that away. So U.S. policy has been moderated. The U.S. is going to unsuccessfully negotiate with North Korea. North Korea has no reason whatsoever to give up any weapons, and Trump, Bolton, and Pompeo's daily behavior not only makes North Korea want to keep its nuclear weapons, but makes everyone else want to get some too.
Along his international independence strategist, who joins us from Hong Kong on the phone, Andrew Leung, when it comes to North Korea, we can't talk about it without discussing China, because that is part of the equation. And we know that the Chinese leader just paid a visit to North Korea. It was a while since the Chinese president to have visited North Korea. How do you see that in terms of the context of a U.S. North Korea and U.S.'s hopes of trying to, break the deadlock that is currently, or the standoff that is currently going on between the U.S. and North Korea? Okay, it doesn't seem like we have Andrew Leung. Gordon Duff, same question to you.
Well, I think the Chinese have long had a role. It goes back to 1950 when they decided to oppose the U.S. essentially obliterating the North Korean state. Now, this war in 1950 is where so much of this comes from. And the American version of that war, misconstruing the role of China, entirely misconstruing America's role during World War II with China. This all goes back to the middle of the last century. The U.S. Was closely allied with China during the war, arranged for a peaceful cooperation to an extent between the Kuomintang and the Communists, when the Communists won the Civil War, and the U.S. Began a unilateral war against communism, and driven to some extent by political extremism in the U.S. This same political extremism, which was fostered by Roy Cohn and Joseph McCarthy, is carrying forward because Roy Cohn, one of the people from that era, was was Donald Trump's mentor. We have an American president whose limited worldview, and it's very limited, he has very little real experience in actual business or diplomacy, comes from hanging around the clubs in New York, with the gangster largely responsible for the U.S. policy in both Korea and China. It goes back to his youth. And in this case, American policy has been to keep the Korean Peninsula destabilized. And the Koreans themselves, both South and North, have long been engaged in a peace process. They are demilitarizing on their own here. And the only thing exacerbating this problem is the presence of the United States. This confrontation in Asia that's being engineered over imaginary trade route problems that are attempting to drag in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, even the Philippines, are largely a ploy of U.S. expansionism. And is China threatened? Yes. Is China and North Korea looking to put them on as an ally? Not at all. The Chinese are simply making contact with their closest neighbor. And it's long been the goal of everyone in the region to see a reunited Korean Peninsula. That's what all of this is about. And Trump, if anything, is slowing a process that North and South Korea have been engaged in for a number of years.
Andrew Lung, when we talk about North Korea, as I just asked Duff, and the last question was also for you, we need to talk about China. And I'm wondering how this plays into the equation, especially when it comes to the trade war, and if North Korea is being used in that respect in any shape or form in order for any gains to be made from either side on this.
So you're asking me?
Yes, Andrew Lung.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I've been waiting. Well, first of all, you've got to understand from North Korea's point of view, the nuclear capability and the delivery system, missile delivery system, is North Korea's insurance policy against an unpredictable and changeable Trump administration. So they are not about to keep everything up. But of course, that doesn't mean that they'll go all nuclear because the legitimacy of the regime doesn't depend on military alone because a lot of people in North Korea, they're hungry, they're suffering. And then North Korea is learning from China, trying to grow its economy. And that depends on a calmer relation with the United States as well as the rest of the world. So that's from North Korea's perspective. From China's perspective, it doesn't take to have a unified North Korea, it's not a long unified Korean Peninsula, especially one with under the sway of the United States. But on the other hand, China wants to see a peaceful peninsula, the nuclearized peninsula, because a nuclearized peninsula would stimulate or to encourage Japan, for example, and even South Korea to have nuclear weapons, and that will not be very good for China. So China, of course, wants to have denuclearization, but then it's not a black and white thing. So as far as China and North Korea is concerned, they go for a gradual kind of denuclearization without giving up everything, but then a kind of step-by-step kind of building in North Korea and the United States. So I think the United States is getting the hang of it because previously they were asking, threatening fire and fury, demanding immediate denuclearization before the North Koreans even talk about it. And that's not feasible as far as the North Koreans are concerned. As I said, I mean, the nuclear weapons is their insurance policy. And in fact, they were learning from China at the days of Mao Zedong. Don't forget that at a time of Mao Zedong, China was extremely poor, and that was a stark choice between possessing nuclear weapons and also developing the economy. And then at the beginning of the Mao regime, Mao Zedong chose nuclear weapons. And that was in face of a threatening USSR. But then, of course, the North Koreans are taking a lead from China's book. And you can see that from Kim Jong-un, recent stance, and obviously he wants to grow the economy, and he wants to develop this special economic zone, potentially China, and he just visited China, and China seems to be getting along well, better with North Korea, and hopefully trying to act as a broker. And you can see the kind of rhetoric coming from the United States. It's much more dry rather than threatening fire and fury again. So I think that in spite of everything said by any North Korean official, I think that the there is a good opportunity for some sort of an understanding to reach the following immediate deal on the situation in North Korea.
Great. Thank you very much for that. Andrew KP Long, International Independent Strategist. We appreciate your patience. Thank you, Gordon Duff, Senior Editor at Veterans Today from Michigan. And that does it for the news review.